And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. I'm Mike Harrison. Well, speaking of the lifestyle you want, I've had a really fun week. I did a college tour with my youngest daughter to LSU. She would like to potentially attend LSU, Louisiana State University. Looks like a really fun place to go. Looks like a great environment for her to be in. But we decided to take a trip down there, and she wanted two of her best friends to join her. So I said, what the heck, come along. My wife also came along with us. So we drove to Baton Rouge, stayed there for 2 days, took in a LSU-Georgia baseball game. A lot of fun. LSU won, by the way. So two rooms at that hotel there in Baton Rouge for a couple of days. And then we decided, heck, while we're here in Louisiana, we got to go to New Orleans. So we went to New Orleans. We really enjoyed the city. We did a urban hike through the French Quarter, stayed in a very nice hotel right there on the Mississippi River, went ahead and upgraded to the River View Suite. My wife and I, of course, my daughter and her friends are in a different room, another part of the hotel. We had a first-class dinner, my friends. And if you've never been to New Orleans, the food is just unbelievable. The city's electric. It's a lot of fun. Really, we spared no expense, and we paid for it all with passive income cash flow. Absolutely great time, a lot of fun. I want you to have passive income for reasons just like this, for the ability to get away, to take 4 days, go do a trip with your daughter. The important part was to go view the university and see if that's a place that she'd like to attend in the future. But hey, why not? While we're here, let's have a little bit of fun. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. That's absolutely what we mean when we talk about why we invest in real estate, why we create passive income. You see, 10 years ago, no way. We might have done the LSU tour, but I guarantee in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, wow, out-of-state tuition, that's going to be eating at me. We're probably going to stay at some cheap hotel. We're definitely not doing the dinners out, the spare no expense. I probably would have told her, I'd love for you to bring your two friends, but maybe we can't afford it because we're having to get the extra hotel rooms. Doubt we would have gone to New Orleans. It would have been rather more business-like and less fun, but we decided, let's go have some fun while we're here. I can't tell you how life-changing passive income is. I do my best on this radio show each and every week, but I literally can't impart that feeling in the back of your mind of overall peace of mind and the soul nourishment that comes knowing that there is a steady stream of income month in and month out. And we paid for that entire trip. Hey, why not? Let's go have a great time. Let's do it upright because we have the passive income. That's what we're talking about, my friends. That's why we do this. All right, on for the nuts and bolts of today's show. I'm doing a mailbag show today, and I try to do one of these shows every 2 to 3 months. I get weekly questions from our listeners. I save some of those to share with you that give me the ability to maybe address not only just the points of real estate investing. It's very practical what we teach here. We do have a method. We do have a strategy. Do this, not this. But a lot of these questions are really more mindset questions, and we'll address that as we go through these. And I really want to hit it at the end of the show, so I hope you can stick with me. But the reason I do these shows is you out there listening to me now, especially those of you that are either just now starting in real estate investing, considering real estate investing, you may have some of the same thoughts, questions, concerns as these people, and I hope to address some of those today. And if you have thoughts, questions, concerns about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, about how to get started, about who we are, anything at all, please send me an email. I do respond personally to each and every email I get. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. So this first email, it's a three-part. I'll read the first two parts, and then we'll discuss, and then I'll hit the third part. Mike, I enjoyed listening to your show today. My wife and I are ready to get started in real estate. My wife, blank, and I'm leaving these folks' names anonymous. My wife, blank, is concerned mainly about the aspect of having to repair, replace items in the rental homes as they break. I know when homes are purchased that they are gone through and repaired as necessary with new upgrades so they come out as fresh, newly upgraded home, ready to occupy. Can you address the responsibility of a homeowner and typically what that looks like being a landlord as far as repairs, etc.? Okay, first of all, things don't break. They wear out. We teach a strategy called best product, best price, where we're going to buy a home that literally is in poor condition, that needs some love, that hasn't been cared for, and needs to be upgraded. And we're going to take that property and we're going to lift everything. We're going to make it a safe, structural, sound, good place to live. Best product, best price is what we teach. So we go in and we fix everything. So things shouldn't just break. Do you have the occasional repair, maybe a sink is leaking or something along those lines? Very rarely, honestly, once we fix this house, we're typically replacing all of that. That's just not happening. I mean, have I had the plumber call where we have to send somebody out and it's $150, $200? Certainly. When you own 11 houses, those things are going to happen. But I want you to understand, things just don't break. Now, we're up against a break here, speaking of breaks, and when I come back on the other side, I'm going to talk about what that responsibility of being that homeowner is. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number two. And we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase 4 different properties and replace my income in 10 months so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before she baby came out is when we closed on our fourplex. And that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop just like Carolina did. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you have any questions about real estate investing, about Lifestyles Unlimited, about how to get started, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com, and that stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., Incorporated. So Lifestyles Unlimited, luinc.com. I'm a real estate investor in both single-family properties and apartment communities. I began 11 years ago. I'm a partner. Oh, I want to say over 4,000 doors of real estate. I know for sure it's 3,500. I've got a couple of apartment investments that I have committed to that should close here in the next, some are going to close sooner than others, but let's just say in 6 weeks for sure I will actually be an investor in over 4,000 doors of real estate. It continues to grow, and it amazes me on a daily basis. Now, if you've missed any part of this show, you can always pick us back up at the website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find this show there as well as all the other shows from the other host. My favorite way is the podcast app. I subscribe to it on my smartphone. You hit the podcast button, you search Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, you subscribe, and then the show automatically uploads. So if you've got some dead time, if you're working in your yard, gardening, going for a walk, going for a drive, you tooth it up, and you can listen to this show there and catch up and stay focused. And if you missed my show last week, it was about staying focused. It was about being fully engaged. And then you can also find us, we have our own YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find a lot of information at that point. All right, we're going through the mailbag today and had an email from a listener. They have not started investing yet. Obviously, he and his wife are having a dialogue, and there's some concerns about what happens when items break, and then what's your responsibility as a homeowner? What does that look like being a landlord as far as repairs go? Well, one, I want to get into just a little bit of mindset on the lingo there. They use the term landlord, and I don't consider myself a landlord. Landlord has a connotation of somebody that really doesn't care about the people in their properties. And that's one of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited that is so counterintuitive to what landlords do. Landlords, they'll buy a property and then they squeeze it. They don't fix anything. They don't keep it. Actually, our expenses go up as we make these properties better. They do not go down. Our expenses go up, but our rent goes up, and we attract a better client to our property. So what are the responsibilities? Well, on one hand, there's responsibilities that are by state of what you're required to provide. I would consider that a bare minimum. You do not want to be that type of property owner. You want to go above and beyond that. So for instance, in Texas, I'll just give you a little example. We're required within the state of Texas as property owners that are renting property out to great residents, hot water is a requirement. So if the hot water heater goes out, you're required to fix it. Now they don't say, hey, you have 8 hours to fix it or 2 days. There's really no time limit. But a good property owner is going to get on that immediately and get it fixed. What's not required? Air conditioning, believe it or not. And if you've ever been to Texas, if you live in Texas, I don't know how the previous generations did it. Air conditioning may be the greatest invention ever of all time. Maybe that and bottled beer. But air conditioning is not required within the lease in Texas. So if you just want to go bare minimum, you don't have to have an air conditioner. If the air conditioner goes out, you don't have to fix it. But I promise you, that person living in that property is going to be looking to move. We make money by providing a great property to a great resident that's going to stay there for a long time. We want them to stay there for a long time. We want to take care of them. We want to provide a great, functional, clean place to live. So for me, what do I consider my responsibility is? To provide that property. If the fence blows down, I'm fixing it. If some shingles blow off the roof, I'm fixing it. If the landscape and the trees are all grown out of whack and that happens, things grow, you need to trim those back once a year, once every 18 months, knock those limbs down and clean up the property. Make sure everything's functional in that property. Now, if you bought the dilapidated property like we teach, you did fix everything in the beginning, so stuff just shouldn't go out. That's really not a concern that you should have. As far as you use the term break, I say stuff wears out. You know, you're going to replace the carpet every 5 years, typically, just because it is worn out, that sort of thing. So for me, responsibility, I'm going to provide the best product at the best price, and I'm going to make sure everything's clean and functional. Now, the last part of your email, also, I'll just read it right here. You say, also, my concern is making sure the tenant is properly screened and passes the test to occupy the property. What kind of safeguards does Lifestyles have in place to weed out applicants that don't qualify in order to make sure that person is going to be a good tenant? First and foremost, Lifestyles doesn't screen tenants. We're an educational and mentoring group. We will teach you how to do that. There are services that handle that. And then the second thing I want to come just right off the bat, you use the word tenant twice in this question. I use the term resident. Again, landlords have tenants. Property owners have residence. Do you see where I'm going here? It's a mindset. We're putting a good person in a good property. So what kind of safeguards are there out there to make sure you're getting that good person? It's very simple. There's third parties that you essentially that particular client that may want to lease that property from you. You say, okay, you need to go to this website and put your information. They're going to charge them. It's probably, I think at last I checked, it was about a $35 fee. So the applicant has to pay that fee. And they get screened. They get screened for their credit. They get screened for their work history. They get screened for their previous rental history. They get screened for their income, and they get screened to see if they're a felon or a sex offender. You're going to check all five of those, and then you verify those. You get that information, comes back to you. You verify that information, and then that way you can, in your terms, weed out the ones that don't qualify. Now, those qualifications are set by you, okay? You're going to say, here's the standards I have for my property, and you have to apply those to all applicants equally, okay? Equally. You don't want to discriminate against somebody. You can't hold one person to a certain value or credit level and not hold the other person. So you set those values, you screen the applicant. If the applicant passes, then you get the security deposit, you get the first month's rent, and then boom, sign the lease, they're in. They can have that property. So very easy to set up those safeguards. I will tell you, screening is so important to what we do. Do not skimp on this step. This is where a lot of people that aren't investing in real estate effectively, they're so excited to have somebody that wants to rent their property that they don't screen to the full extent. I would rather have a property vacant for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months if I have to. And that just doesn't happen if you've got the best property, best price. But I'm just trying to give you an example. Screen those folks. So they're pushing us out. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and hit the mailbag. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
You allowed 15,000 members into your sandbox.
Thank you.
And so that speaks volumes. So for that, and as a family.
So you know why I did that? Everybody always asks, why did you do this? Because I was an ugly kid. My parents used to have to put a pork chop around my neck so the dog would play with me. And so I always wanted to have friends, and I figured if I could make people rich, they might be my friend.
Join Dell and his successful friends. Start with the free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I'm hitting the mailbag to address some questions from our listeners that I get. I try to do this show about once every quarter. And really, the reason is for you. I know that many of you listening to me out there right now, whether you're new to real estate investing or considering becoming a real estate investor, you're going to have the same thoughts, questions, concerns as many of these listeners. So if I can share that on the radio and at least give you my perspective on how I look at this, maybe I can help you along the way. As always, if you want more information, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. So the next question I got from a listener, and we'll work through this. I'll just read it and then hit these points as we go. I am a Lifestyles Unlimited FFP member and have listened to the podcast for years. Well, you sound like me. I listened to it for 2 years. I've enjoyed listening to you on the radio. I'm ready now to jump into single family real estate investing. However, before getting started, I have a few outstanding questions below. So you've listened for years, you still haven't done it. I want to stop you right there and just say, now is the time, friend. Now is the time. The number one regret of every real estate investor I know, every single one of them, they will all tell you that they wish they started sooner. And a lot of this, you've just got to jump into it. We're here to teach you. We're here to help you along the way. Sounds like you're ready to go. So let's hit these questions. It says, I would appreciate your insights and or recommendations. All right. First question, which option below is best as a source for investing? And this person says they have a variable life insurance policy with an $80,000 cash value. And then they say the 80 is hidden from college financial aid sources. As a result, surrendering those can increase college cost. Okay. Obviously, this person's still in college. I don't know if they have a family or not. You have life insurance for a reason, and that's not for you. It's for the people that you're caring for if you pass. At first glance, I'm guessing this person's young. They're in college. Again, I don't know the answer to this. $80,000 is not a heck of a lot of money to have your insurance for. That's going to last somebody a very short period of time. He says, what's the best source? I would dump that insurance policy. I don't care what it did to my college financial aid, whatever. That's a completely different issue and has nothing to do with real estate investing. I prefer you don't borrow for college. I really, really prefer it. Go back just a couple of shows. I talk pretty in depth about that. I think you're just punishing yourself down the road for potentially years to come. There's not a heck of a lot of degrees in my mind that are worth borrowing. I would rather you take a year off and save that money. But anyway, if that's what you want to do, I'd dump it. It says, as a result, surrendering could increase college cost. Should I surrender the policy and pay taxes on the earned $20,000? If you're me, yes. Again, get that money invested. It's not doing you any good. If you are young, your chances of passing are very, very low. Let's get that money invested in some properties. I don't know if you want to go single family or multifamily, but get everything you can. This person goes on and says, I have an IRA with $500,000. Wow, that's a strong IRA. Maybe this person isn't so young. I can make a partial withdrawal. Heck, you can make the entire withdrawal. If it's in an IRA, 401k, you're kind of locked in, but, $500,000 to begin investing in real estate, my friend, you would change your life in 3 years if you were able to deploy that plus the 80 grand in the life insurance policy. So I'm getting excited right here. In fact, I may step away from college and begin investing in real estate with this much money. All right, this person goes on and says, should I use Quest primarily or a Lifestyles Unlimited realtor for identifying property? Quest, for you listeners out there, it's a software that's available to Lifestyles Unlimited. Quest literally helped me immensely. Quest gives you the ability to analyze a property mathematically, literally within 5 minutes, and decide if this property is something you should pursue as a potential rental property. Literally, it's a plug and play. You type in the MLS number, boom, it puts it in, and then we're comparing properties within that particular neighborhood to other properties that have sold within the last 6 months. So we're able to identify the value of the property. We're able to identify what that property would lease for. We're able to quantify how much we would need to put in that property to purchase it. So immediately we're able to say, well, this property would provide a 15% cash on cash return and a $15,000 equity capture. We can literally do that within just a few minutes. So I like Quest, but Quest is not a property locator. Quest is an evaluation tool. So the second part of your question, or an Lifestyles Unlimited realtor, absolutely. If you're at that challenge level, They will send you blasts of potential properties that they have already done the quest analysis on for you. They'll throw it out there and say, hey, here's a potential property. It should cash flow this on a monthly basis. You'll need this much out of pocket, and you'll get this much equity capture. The property's worth this, and so you can immediately decide. So they're doing that side for you. I would do both. You go on and you say, I watched a video that may have been published before Quest that suggests contacting working with 20 realtors or brokers. No, tell everybody. You want to do that too. So if you want the Lifestyles Unlimited realtor working for you, you're using Quest to evaluate properties on your own. You're also using the Quest for the 20 realtor brokers. Yes, if you're looking to buy properties, and let's say you cash in that IRA, $500,000. Let's say you cash in that the life insurance. There's $580,000. Yeah, you're going to pay taxes, but let's just say you have somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 to start buying single-family properties. You should tell everybody you know, friends, family, contractors, neighbors. Get on the web. Find your own properties. I've done that. Redfin, Realtor.com. Bird Dog. If there's a neighborhood you want to invest in, drive that neighborhood once a week. Look for bandit signs. Look for houses that are dilapidated. Maybe somebody's out front. You can talk to them. Hey, is this house potentially for sale? Talk to wholesalers. You can meet these wholesalers at real estate investment group events, not necessarily Lifestyles Unlimited. We've got relationships with wholesalers, but you can go to your own real estate investing group wherever you are. Find those wholesalers. Talk to them, tell them how much you have to invest, tell them what you're looking for, and then stay in contact with them, call or email. They have a lot of people that reach out to them, but if you're serious and you literally, you've got the money, you've got your pre-approval letter, you're ready to go, those people can find you properties. Continue to do your evaluation, though. You can't just believe what the wholesaler tells you. If you're not doing your homework, you can get in trouble, and again, this is what we teach. Back to the real estate agents, if you have 20 and you tell them that you're seeking properties, make sure you're telling the right types of real estate agents. You want to look for the listing agents, the agents you can get on realtor.com, and you can look in a certain neighborhood and you can look at certain agents and say, wow, this guy has got 40 properties that he's listed, or this guy seems pretty prolific, has a lot of properties. That's somebody that's fairly seasoned. They know what's going on in the market. They can help you find properties. Again, these agents, check in with them weekly. Provide that pre-approval letter. Hey, I'm pre-approved with the lender. Keep in mind, I've got X amount. I'd like to buy 8 properties in the next year. Just stay in touch with them. And then when you find that property and you do buy it, share that with the realtors and the wholesalers. We'll continue this discussion on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
on. Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history. But it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the 2-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results. And it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'm a real estate investor in single-family homes and apartment communities throughout Texas and a couple other states. I'm answering some real estate investing questions from some folks out there, and I'm hoping I can help some of you that may have the same thoughts, questions, concerns listening to me now. And if you have any further additional thoughts, questions, or concerns, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. In the last segment, if you missed it, had a listener asking about locating properties, mentioned a tool that we had called Quest that's available to Lifestyles Unlimited members. You can subscribe to Quest. I used Quest. It was fantastic. It's a property evaluation tool. I can literally plug in information on a potential property that I wanted to buy, and within 5 minutes, I could decide whether that was something I wanted to pursue further. And at that point, I would print my paperwork and then drive out and go look at that property, walk that property, try to get an idea of the level of repair and rehab that that property needed. But Quest is great because you're going to look at 20 or 30 properties until, and when I say look, you're going to evaluate 20 to 30 properties on paper using this tool before you find that one and you go, bam, that's the one I want to go see. You need to take action rapidly, especially in today's market, and that Quest tool allows you to do it. Now, the beauty of Quest is it's a subscription. It's a monthly subscription. You can turn it on or off. So when you're in that seeking property phase, you can subscribe to Quest, and then when you find that property and begin to rehab that property, you can turn Quest off, especially if you're going to rehab that property, get that great resident in there, and then move to the second one. Now, if you're trying to do two or three properties at the same time, let me just quick disclaimer, though. I don't recommend a new investor doing two or three properties at the same time unless you have a mentor right there guiding you and you have checked with your lender and your lender says you're clear to go try to purchase two or three of these properties. So it's very important. Lenders, a lot of lenders, especially for new real estate investors, only want you to do one property at a time. So purchase property, stabilize property, lease property, and then refinance that deal into stable financing, and then go get your next one. So you need to check with your lender. You need to make sure you're educated to where you can tackle two or three properties at the same time. But Quest is a fantastic tool. I can't say enough about it. If you want to learn more about Quest, I did a show with the designer of Quest, the software designer. His name's Damon Janis. That show's from March 7th of 2021, and the title is Three Digital Platforms Evaluating Real Estate Investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. So that's March 7th, 2021. You can find that at the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio button there, and then you can listen to the show. And we're going to talk about Quest in depth on that show. All right, continuing on with the email, I've got another one here. Question, it says, I know there are many factors that can determine this, but typically is the out-of-pocket for hard money loans $15,000 to $25,000? Okay, hard money loans, there's not a set number, okay? It's not, we'll do a hard money loan and here's the price. So it's a loan and it's based on what we call the ARV, the after repaired value of the home. So obviously the more expensive the after repaired or the higher the after repaired value of that property, the more your loan is going to cost. A hard money lender will loan typically 70% of the ARV, the after repaired value. Some will loan 75%. Some of them may start you at 70 and then as you're moving on and become more experienced, maybe you're on home number five, home number eight, they may say, hey, Harrison, you're good to go. We'll do 75% of after repaired value. More information on that. Another show, March 21st of 2022, just this year, a couple of months ago, Real Estate Hard Money Loans and Passive Investing Explained. And that, again, that's from March 21st, 2022. So we go in depth on hard money loans on that show. Again, you can find it at the website. But for example, let's say you have a $200,000 property after repaired value. after you've gone in and you've bought this property that is in, let's just say, poor condition, it hasn't been cared for, you're going to buy it, you're going to fix everything. You're going to put new flooring, you're going to paint, you're going to typically probably a new air conditioner, everything that needs to be done to make this a great place to live, new appliances. You're going to check the plumbing. You're going to make sure the roof's in good shape. You're going to check the foundation. You may need to fix the foundation. Don't be afraid of foundation repairs. But let's say this is a property and you're going to purchase it for $135,000. That's the sale price of the property. And the repairs on this property, again, to fix it, make it best product, best price, let's say those are estimated to be $40,000. So the 40 with the 135, that puts the all in at $175,000, if you're following me. Now, hard money based on 70% of value. They will loan you 70% of value. So the after repaired value we know is going to be $200,000. So a hard money loan will loan you $140,000 in this particular example. So you would need $35,000 to buy the property. $35,000 is what you're going to need. So 70% is the loan. The additional, again, you're all in at $175,000. If they're only loaning $40,000 from $175,000 is $35,000 out of pocket. So in this example, you would need $35,000. But think of it like this. You're buying a $200,000 valued property for only $175,000. You immediately made $25,000 in equity capture. Right as soon as you fix that property, you added $25,000 to your net worth. That's a 71% return. Where can you get that today? You can't get it in the stock market, but you can get it in real estate. That is a now. It's not, you haven't realized the return. The return is in brick and mortar, sheetrock and appliances. But it's in that house. So you've got $25,000 in the equity capture. Keep in mind, you came up with $35,000 to buy in. You now have $60,000 of equity in a property that's valued at $200,000, right? The $35,000 out of pocket and the $25,000 equity capture. So to answer your question, hard money loans, there's not a set number. It's all based on that after repaired value of that home. Okay, after repaired value is what we're looking to determine. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the tone of the questions that I've reviewed today. And there is a specific tone of these questions. In the first segment, if you missed it, that one section, it says, also, my concern is making sure the tenant is properly screened and passes the test to occupy the property. What kind of safeguards does Lifestyles have in place to weed out applicants that don't qualify in order to make sure that person is going to be a good tenant? These are good questions from the standpoint of a beginner, okay? Everything I've addressed today seems to be from the standpoint of a beginner, but I'm picking up fear. I feel like these are all fear-based questions. Fear is natural. We question what we don't know. But I want you to understand the following points. When done correctly, real estate investing is the safest investment you can make. Think about that previous property, the $200,000 example that you bought for $135,000 and you fixed everything, and you end up with $60,000 in equity, and you rent it to a great resident, and they're living there, and you've done your screening. What are you worried about? Let's say we do get a housing market crash, and keep in mind 2008, 2010, overall the value of houses dropped about 8 or 10% at the most. Who cares? You have a resident in the property. So in a down market, rent's due on the first. It doesn't matter. We know house values, they bounced back immediately. They're going to continue increasing. So let's look at it from the up market. What happens in a market where the economy's good and things are continuing and they're trending up? Well, rent's going up. The house is increasing in value. There's plenty of jobs. People are doing well. If you're practicing best product, best price, there's always going to be a resident in that property. You win in the down market and you win in the up market. The down market, you're not forced to sell. you have a ton of equity. If we look back 2008, 2010, all the people that were forced to sell are the folks that had no equity in their property. They were underneath. They were buying these properties in overinflated loans, 10, 15, 20% over value. And then you had the market drop, and now they're upside down. They're losing their job. They're struggling to pay rent, that sort of thing. You're not going to have to worry about it. Now, there is another advantage in a down market. It means that the properties just got cheaper. And what are you going to do if you're the savvy real estate investor? Well, you're going to dive in and you're going to go get some more property. So real estate investing, when done correctly, is not only safe, it's the greatest wealth producing asset you can invest in. Cash flow, equity capture, mortgage pay down, natural appreciation, tax advantages. If you're in multifamily, you have forced appreciation. So friends, I want you to understand, that's why we do it. We create this awesome lifestyle. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.